This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been a long, very slow slog, and we will get another reading day after tomorrow. But first-time claims for unemployment benefits have been trending down since April of last year. Yes, it's a sign the economy is improving, but it's also a reminder that millions of people have lost their jobs in the past 18 months, and so have had to ask themselves, what's next? In today's installment of our series, My Economy, Carol Robleski in Florence, Massachusetts, answers her own question.
Last fall, I was laid off from a job I'd had for about a year. And so I went on unemployment right away. And, you know, I have to say I was really worried because I'm not a young woman anymore. I'm an older woman. And I felt that my job prospects might be pretty limited. And I thought, well, what could I do from home that would make sense? And, you know, I had done some on-air radio work. I've done a few film narrations. And I thought, well, what the heck? I'll try voiceover. I'll just see how it goes. And so I, you know, bought a ton of equipment. I invested in some workshops and some coaching. Right now, I'm sitting in a closet that has a lot of acoustical blankets hung up. I had a lot of people come and, you know, drill nails in my walls and set up all kinds of foam and stuff like that and try. The hard part is getting a studio space that has the sound quality that you need, especially for things like audiobooks. They're very particular, and that was sort of my goal when I started this. I sent in three audition tapes. Didn't get the job, but they say, you know, it's a numbers game. You just need to submit a lot of auditions. And then this job at Smith College opened up. I applied for it, and I thought, do I really want a full-time job? I thought, I don't know. I wanted to be able to keep doing what I was doing. But, you know, the practicalities of life are such that I'm a single woman. I have two kids in their 20s. I need the health insurance. And it was just the right move to take the job. Crafting an audiobook is something very new, and it takes a lot of nuance and time. So I felt like, okay, I'm not really ready to take that challenge on yet. But when I really added all up, it was more than I really wanted it to be. It was about $4,000. But that's another reason why I thought, okay, if I don't do this, I've basically thrown $4,000 away, and that hurts. So... Now that I'm back in the studio, it just feels really fun to be here, and I have some work to do to get my audio in better condition, but my hope will be in mid-September to give it a try again.
Same, Carol. Carol Robleski, she's in Florence, Massachusetts. We can only do this series with your help and your stories, so please let us know how your economy is doing. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.